He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. You know what? Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. Turkey Day.
Favorite day of the year.
Don't the Cowboys play usually on Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? And the Lions, I think.
The Lions. Well, the Bulls. The Bulls are out today, and the Bears are running for cover on this Thursday, November 16th. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson, and we are broadcasting live from the BSN, Best Stocks Now, studios in Carlsbad, California, where it's going to be 80 degrees today. In fact, I saw 83 degrees today.
Sounds nice.
Shirt sleeve weather for sure. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 145 points today to 23,415. It's up 0.6. Kind of like we're gaining what we lost over the last couple of days. The S&P 500 is up 14 points today to 2,579. The NASDAQ, look at that. Woo! Up 60 points today. It's about as hot as a summer day here in Carlsbad. It's at 6,766. We can start thinking about 7,000 again. Maybe while you're dreaming of your white Christmas, how about a 7,000 NASDAQ to throw that one in your letter to Santa Claus this Christmas time. Crude oil down 37 cents to $54.96 per barrel. Gold is up $3.50 to $1,281. I'm still not a gold bug.
No,
never. You know, I made a lot of money in gold a long time ago, maybe 8-9 years ago when we kind of went into recession and all that. Silver is up 15 cents to $17.12. The euro, the 10-year is at, the euro's flat. The 10-year is at 2.35%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. In my third decade of money management, professional money management, I'm here with Stephen Gunderson, who's nearing his first decade, towards the end of his first decade, where he has watched the process. Like Marcus Lemonis says, it is process, it is people, it is profit, and
product.
It is product.
There we go.
The four P's of business that make a business successful. Boy, I'll tell you what, we've had a flat market here. As we drove up the coast, now, Stephen and I, we've been riding together to work here the last few days this week. We came up the 101, which tracks right along the Pacific Ocean.
It's the best drive.
Did you see how flat the ocean was today?
Yeah, it was very flat.
It was Lake Pacific Ocean on a summer day.
Yeah, it looked nice.
In November. In the midway through November, we went to the shopping center last night. The Christmas decorations are up. We went through the Michael's store, start dreaming about how to decorate our house. You did the same thing.
Yep.
You went to Home Depot, and you looked for inflatable Mickey Mouse Santa Claus.
I went for a light bulb, actually, and then I I came home with a Santa decoration and some poinsettias.
Oh, I know all about going out for a light bulb.
Yeah.
That light bulb ends up costing. Yeah, you got to get the poinsettias going on. You know, we live, believe it or not, in the poinsettia capital of the world. What's the guy's name that the poinsettia king?
Is it Ecky?
Yeah, Paul Ecky. And Paul Ecky had a giant ranch right by where we live where they grow all of these poinsettias that adorn your homes in Minnesota during this Christmas time. Well, the number one story, you know, as I go through the news wire and the news feed every night and every morning, I sort the stories that I want to talk about in the order. And I try to get some kind of a sequence to them.
Makes sense.
What's the number one story driving the market right now?
Driving the market? Yeah. Tax reform.
Absolutely. Well, the tax bill is thrown into uncertainty again with a big question mark. The first GOP voice of dissent, Senator Ron Johnson, says he's opposed to the revised Senate Republican tax plan because it unfairly benefits corporations more than other types of businesses. And I would agree with that.
I like the original one best.
I do too. I asked my own CPA about me being an S corporation. She said, no, you know, you won't get any kind of benefit being an S corporation. You'll still have the highest, you'll still have the same tax level that you're at. Bracket's the word I'm looking for. I said, well, maybe I need to become a C corp. She yeah. said, yeah, I think a lot of people will become C corps. The problem with becoming a C corp, if you take dividends from the company or withdrawals from the company, you got to pay taxes on them, okay? Now, as a business, we're already paying taxes on those because they show up as profits in the company, right? So it's double taxation becoming a C corp, which is why most people like me, small business, become S corporations, so everything flows through the individual and it's not taxed twice. But anyways, it will be all eyes on the Senate tax bill because that is the most important factor driving the market today. And it ebbs and flows by the day on the probabilities of that tax reform, the corporate tax cut happening this year as opposed to next year. And I've talked a lot about the consequences of it either way. If it happens this year, I heard a big analyst, one of the big research houses today, say the tax cut is not baked into the market yet. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because every Saturday, you know what, tomorrow we're writing the newsletter, and we're getting it out by noon tomorrow.
Wow. All
because
right.
Because I've got a date at Del Mar tomorrow.
All right.
To go watch the horses run. And
start early.
Have some fun, okay? So you and I get that thing out the door, or at least I get my part out the door by noon tomorrow. Well, anyways, I will be writing with my I list two target prices in my newsletter every week for next year. And I'm starting to list a 2018 target price.
Yeah.
Cuz 2007 or 2000 I'm going out to 2019 now with my target prices. I list one target price without tax cuts and one target price with the tax cuts.
And that's a 25%.
Well, it's a big differential. It's a big difference. I know what you're saying. My numbers I ran
at 25%. 25%. And they're proposing 20%.
Yeah, so the market would be even that much more valuable. So, having said that, the research firm that put that out, that the tax cut is not baked into the cake yet, is absolutely right.
Yeah.
And if remember that, you don't know the song MacArthur Park. A lot of guys sang it. Richard Harris, a bunch of guys sang that song. I left my cake out in the rain, you know. It's all about a cake and everything. Well, if they don't do the tax cuts this year, you may as well say, not only is it not baked into the cake, but they left the cake out in the rain, and the market's going to go flat if that should happen. Okay, my second most important story of the day is always on the economy. Look, we still have all these tributaries that flow into the economy, just like the mighty Mississippi, which begins at a six-foot-wide spot. I wanted to go there while we were in Minnesota. You know that's where the headwaters of the Mississippi River is.
I did not know that.
And I wanted to go up there, and I wanted to see it, but it was quite a drive. It begins with a little place that you could actually jump over it. Huh. The Mississippi River. But along the way, look at all the tributaries that flow into it. I like to consider that as the U.S. economy. And one of the big tributaries, like the Missouri flowing into the Mississippi or whatever, one of the bigger tributaries is the jobs picture. Jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. And, of course, Trump ran on jobs, jobs, jobs. That was one of his big platforms. Well, initial jobless claims come in at 249,000. That's still very, very good. There's no sign whatsoever. In fact, the recent jobs report not only showed that we hit a brand new low in the unemployment rate, but what I really liked, Stephen, was the underemployed and those that had given up looking for jobs. The so-called, is that U6 or I can't ever remember those U6, the underemployed that they don't report in the unemployment report.
Yeah.
It's kind of a footnote. Well, that's shrinking too.
Oh, that's good.
I would rather see that shrink than the unemployment report shrink. So I see no sign whatsoever of a slowdown in the economy. And as a market timer who went bullish on the market on March 27th of 2009, I missed the bottom by 18 days. That's something we can thump our chest about just a little bit here at Gunderson Capital. And I've been bullish ever since. You know, every day, these guys on CNBC, that guy from Bermuda that was on today, I yell over to Steve and I said, this guy is so negative.
Yeah.
He never has anything good to
say.
He
said the one thing he bought was GE.
Yeah. Like, okay. Oh, hey, that's quite a find. Boy, how
super cheap right
now. How hard did you have to search to find GE, which is hitting new all-time lows? But he's proud of it. The problem is he bought it like 2 months ago.
He's down 7 cents today.
There's the problem. All right. Well, you know what? I don't like to stab other people in the back, but they really have some idiots on the financial channels, and they don't list their batting averages, do they?
Nope.
Like Altuve.
No.
Look at that little Altuve go. We're the little guys out here in Carlsbad, California, taking on Wall Street. And you can look at our track record. We publish it every Saturday in the newsletter. And we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're 1 week out from Thanksgiving next Thursday. The Christmas songs are already playing at the shopping mall. The twinkling lights are everywhere. As I entered into Michael's stores last night, there was a giant life-size Santa Claus. I had my picture taken with him.
Oh, nice.
He didn't say much. I think he was stuffed with some kind of feathers from China or something like that. And you know what? Decorating the home and all of that and family and all of that, that's what it's all about. It really is. Okay, we misspoke yesterday. Target is not in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Yes, someone pointed that out to us.
Thank you. Minneapolis, probably.
Yeah,
because that's where it's headquartered. Well, anyways, we've got our list now on our table because the Dow changes from time to time, you know.
Yeah.
I have a hard time keeping up.
It should change.
Well, it should. I remember when Eastman Kodak was in the Dow.
Change with the times.
I remember when Alcoa was in the Dow. And we were just talking, maybe GE, time to kick GE out of the Dow. I think so. Yeah. And we were talking about what would you replace it with? We both came up with Amazon.
A powerhouse.
Well, they
or
are
Google.
No, I think Amazon, because they're the dominant retailer in America.
Yeah, they are.
Like, they're going to have 50% of all holiday sales. That's just unbelievable. How can they not be a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Well, anyways, one more tributary. One more little stream flowing into that Mississippi River called the U.S. economy, which has been growing at about 3% under Trump, about 1.5% under Obama so far, anyways. Industrial production rose faster than anticipated. Okay, we'll take that. Now, here's the next issue I want to bring up. We've had several people, clients and non-clients, subscribers, listeners, etc., write to me. Say, is it time to start hedging our portfolios? Because what do we have, like 4 or 5 days in a row?
Yeah. First time in
yeah. So
how long?
We're getting pretty spoiled. That's
very spoiled.
That's like 4 or 5 days in a row of sub-70 weather in San Diego.
Yeah.
You know it's going to get back to 83, like today. It's going to be 83 degrees here at the beach. And I can't wait to go do my run on the beach here later today. So I talked yesterday about, well, you know what? When it comes time to hedge, I'm going to pick on the most vulnerable areas in the market. And my answer to those clients and listeners and newsletter subscribers that asked me the question, Bill, is it time to hedge? I gave them a two-word answer. Not yet.
Yep.
Is it time to buy the organic turkey? Not yet. Wait till Tuesday, you know. It's not time to hedge, but we mentioned a couple of spots that would be the natural place to go if this market were to start going south. Yesterday we talked about socks with an S on the end.
Soxes.
Soxes. You know, it's interesting because horses are born with or without socks. They have a hoof. I mean, and sometimes they have one white sock. Sometimes they have two white socks. Sometimes they have four white socks. Most times they have zero white socks. Isn't that interesting? Huh. Makes them cute, you know. I like the one sock horse. That's kind of nice. That's all I care is if they sock it to them coming down the stretch, you know. Well, anyways, we mentioned SOXS, which is 3 times inverse the semiconductor index. Because the semiconductor index has been the hottest index in the market. Wouldn't that be the natural one to pick on if things start to go south? And I said, not yet. And we may never get there. What is it doing today, SOX?
It's down like 3%.
Yeah, 3.5%. It's hitting a new all-time low. This is the one that went from 18,000 in 2010 down to $14.94, Peter Schiff. and all you other bears.
Someone must have rode that, right?
I don't know. Some bear.
Or at some point you have to say, hey, I should probably get out of
this. Yeah, some bear is hanging on saying, I know I'm going to be right. Now, what are the odds that it gets back to
$18,000
from $15
not
a
likely.
Share? Not likely in our lifetime. Not likely in this century. Well, anyways, the other one that I would pick on would be the volatility index. Because let's pull up XIV and pull it up on the app, would you? XIV is inverse volatility. That means there hasn't been any volatility. But if things should start to get shaky here, the volatility index is at an all-time low. And it would have nowhere to go but up if the market gets shaky. XIV is up how much over the last 12 months?
It is up 154%.
Yeah. So if you bet against volatility, now pull up VXX. If you bet against volatility with the ETF XIV, which has now grown to $1 billion, you know, somebody had a good idea. Let's create an exchange-traded fund that is opposite of the VIX futures, the volatility futures. And XIV is up, what did you say? XIV?
148%.
Okay, at the same time, the trade that you would make would be to go VXX. Because that's long the VIX. Now, listen to this one, Stephen. If you think volatility is coming back into the market, and it will at some point in time, in 2010, the VIX, this is all split adjusted, was at 37,000 per share, split adjusted. You know where it's at now? $34 per share.
Wow.
From 37,000 down to 34. Wouldn't that be a natural hedge to put in if the market started getting rocky here?
Yes.
Yes. It's been hitting new all-time lows recently, that VIX index. Those people that have been investing in and betting on volatility have been absolutely crushed. So, just remember, there will come a time to hedge and to go to the dark side of the street. At some point in time, I've got to start looking at the other side of the street, right, and introducing some of these. But it's not now.
No.
I don't even see it being closed yet. If they delay the tax reform, the tax cut, let's just call it the tax cut for corporations by a year, then we may introduce a couple of these into our portfolios to hedge. And if everything goes to heck in a bucket real fast, well, these would be the first two I'd be looking at. Okay, let's talk about earnings. Earnings, earnings, earnings. That's what's driving the market today. There's nothing new on the tax cut front, I don't believe.
No.
It's all about earnings today. Why is the NASDAQ up 60 points? Easy. Four letters. C-S-C-O, Charlie Sam, Charlie Oscar. Cisco. Cisco is up 6.4%. Cisco's in the Dow, don't forget. So a lot of those Dow points and a lot of those NASDAQ points you're seeing are coming from Cisco. Cisco beat earnings. Cisco is not, check and see where Cisco's ranked in the app right now. I'm going to say it's somewhere buried in the middle of that ice cream sandwich, somewhere right there in the middle, ice cold.
No, better than that.
Okay,
where 983. Is it?
983.
So still not on your radar. But
what's the highest it's been ranked in the last year, 18 months?
500. Oh, no. A year ago, it was 351.
Okay. So I might have considered it a year ago. What's the return over the last 12 months on our friends at Cisco?
7.6%.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, the market's up during the same period of time?
17.6.
17. And Cisco. So the app was right.
Yep.
Avoid Cisco. And even though it's up 6.4% today, it's only up 7%. Now, this is before today's move over the last year. When we come back, we got to talk about Mighty Walmart. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're talking best stocks now. We're talking the overall market outlook, which remains favorable. It's been favorable since March 27th, 2009, according to my weekly newsletter. At some point, my newsletter will give a sell signal, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. The number one story in the market continues to be the tax cut for corporations from 35 to 20%. Obviously, the economy. We've talked about how it's way, way, way too soon to even considering throwing in some hedges here. And I've talked about when it comes that time, I'd be looking to pick on the semiconductor index and I'd be looking to pick on the volatility index because they have been red hot. And when things go ice cold, red hot goes cold the fastest. Now, Stephen's going to give us a little update. Let me just tell you, we're having one of our best days of the year here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, you want to invest with or in good CEOs. Gunderson Capital Management, over the last 12 months, I like growth companies, don't I?
You
I don't
do.
Like companies that are growing by 2, 3, 4%.
No.
Our company has grown by 60% year over year. 1 year ago today, that's pretty good growth. And we've set a high bar for ourselves, and we want to continue growing the company at those high rates of growth. Cisco, not a growth company anymore like it used to be. But they did beat earnings, and they are in the Dow. They are in the NASDAQ, and they are helping this market to new highs today. We do not own Cisco. I'll talk about, after Stephen gives a quick update on some best stocks now, I will talk about one that we do own that is breaking out to new all-time highs today. And then we've got some big, big electric car news today. Big, big, big. All right, we got to get to that.
Oh, yeah, we have the Tesla semi-truck announcement
yeah.
today.
Yeah. Is
big
today
news.
GM's investor day?
Must be.
I need to look
into
that.
It was the same
that.
Day, wasn't it?
And Norway is selling all their oil and gas stocks, and they're investing all in electric,
wow.
electric cars. We need, there's one song that you got to get out of here in our bumper music. The
one. Which one's that?
With all the drums.
The Metallica?
That's out of here.
What?
We got to get something electric.
Oh, okay.
Electric, like Billy Preston or something like that.
The electric slide.
Will he go around in circles or something like that? All right. We were somewhere listening to a jazz band the other night, and they broke into Will He Go Around in Circles, which was Billy Preston, who played with the Beatles, was on the Get Back, and Billy Preston had some hits of his own. The late Billy Preston, quite a piano player. All right, give us an update on some of our best stocks now here today that are, we're having one of our best days of the year today.
Yeah, I'll go in order of the biggest winners. How
all right,
about that?
All right. Don't give them all now. Don't give away the store.
Okay.
Okay.
Pick a few. Control 4 is having a great day.
What do they do for a living? What's the symbol?
CTRL.
Well, they're the smart home.
Develop software to integrate media, lighting, temperature, other functionalities for the connected home.
Yeah, and Lowe's is putting a connected home segment in all of their stores, or a lot of their stores. What else is doing well for us today? We own Control in the Ultra Growth portfolio.
PayPal.
Oh, PayPal is rocking today.
Looks great. Everyone knows what PayPal does.
Brand new high, spun off by Google. At some point, Google will spin off Waymo.
PYPL.
PYPL. And who's the guy? That's Peter Thiel.
Peter Thiel.
Well, how's PayPal's hitting a new all-time high? We own that in our premier growth portfolio.
Your Wirecard is having a good day.
Now, let me give you a little story about Wirecard, WCAGY. I bet most people haven't heard of Wirecard. Why? Because it's based in Germany. But we added all of these German and European and Vietnamese and Thailand and Malaysia and all kinds of stocks.
It's a $12 billion company.
Well, sure. And it's an internet payment and processing company. Isn't that what PayPal does?
Yep.
That's right. Only it's a German version of PayPal. It's hitting a new, well, it's up 2.7%. We have a big position in that. We found it using the app, WCAGY. One of those weird five-symbol stocks that I don't think are so weird anymore.
Yeah.
What else do we got?
All right. Probably do like three more.
Okay, we'll do three more.
Some of our favorites. Applied Materials.
Oh, baby, I love Applied Materials.
That thing has been one of the best
we've had. Oh, my gosh, look at that breakout today.
Yeah.
That is good enough to open up a bottle of what do you call it? Martinelli's?
Martinelli's.
Me being the Martinelli's and having a toast. Woo!
Yeah, that's nice.
Baby, that looks good. Now, listen, before you move on to the next one.
Okay.
I want the folks to go to Seeking Alpha, where I used to write articles. I'm not so enamored with them anymore. Their articles, for the most part, suck. That's all they do is write about, buy this REIT before you trick or treat. It's just insanity. I'm not going to write for them. I don't want my name associated with that garbage. Applied Materials, I wrote an article for Seeking Alpha. I called it my favorite cheap stock. Can you find that article real quickly?
Yeah, of course.
And see what just look at the date that I wrote that. I said, this is my favorite cheap stock. No, buy this REIT before you trick or treat. No. I wrote that article on what date, Mr. Steven? I've written a lot of articles.
I'm going back through. I haven't found it yet. So it was a while
my favorite
ago.
Cheap stock. What was
Applied Materials, my favorite cheap stock.
There it is.
March 1st.
March 1st. Okay, on March 1st, the stock was. Now, see, this is what they should do to these CNBC guys. Hey, what have you done for us lately, pal?
It was $36.
Yeah, now it's $57. 21 divided by, it's up 60% since I wrote that in March. My favorite cheap stock.
Yeah,
there must be something here to these valuations that the old man does that I've taught to you, correct?
Yep.
You know how to do them. What else do we got?
All right.
Look at that chart. One last time.
Yeah, I know.
You know how I love
AMAT.
You know how I love a breakout.
You love a breakout.
What is AMAT currently ranked?
This is okay.
And what's my five-year target price? We bought options. We
5-year target price is 90.
90. Okay, and it's 58.
And it's ranked number 235.
But what's it been ranked recently?
132, 120, 76.
Did we clean up on the option in Applied Materials?
We did.
We made 100 and... Now, we currently have 4 open option plays. They're all up today.
Yes.
And one of them that I reiterated yesterday to the live trading subscribers.
I was going to mention that one.
I said, if you miss this stock, when we sent out the trade, a week ago?
Man, it's going higher.
I said, buy it today, and that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
The symbol plays.
Because it was kind of trading flat for
a few
days.
We need a drum roll.
Yeah.
The symbol, please.
LRCX.
Lam Research has been around since I've been in the business. It's been around.
It's a great-looking chart.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and we've got the option on that thing. Are we in the money?
Yeah.
We're in the money.
It's at 213.
Yeah. What's the option up today?
I got to pull that up.
I'll pull that up because I own it. I own it along with the folks. I wait. I buy it after we send it out. I give the folks their time to buy it. And then the old man gets involved in it. This is my little options account that I started with $1,500 and it's now $14,000. How much is the Lam Research option up today, my friend?
I thought you were looking.
Oh, I got it. 22%.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, we just bought it, and I reiterated it yesterday.
All right, and then another one I'm going to feature. Yeah, this one has just been trading crazy. We had an option
crazy.
In it, and it looks like we sold it too soon, but we still made
170%. 160%. I should have held it onto it, or I should have kept one of the calls, right?
I only had one. You had two.
I had two. I should have kept one.
All right, it's Arista Networks.
A-N-E-T.
A-N-E-T. Look at that chart.
Okay, ruined my day.
we had the option at 210.
Yeah, so it's
and it's at 231.
It's $21. So the option itself,
we bought it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I bought the option at $6 a share. So it's a triple now.
Wow,
and we more than
it.
A triple.
We sold
but
it,
but I sold it for more than a double.
Yeah,
I'm happy. All right, let's go on. Tencent Holdings reports stellar Q3. They're gonna. Focus on digital content. How is Tencent Holdings today? Is it doing better than GE? TCEHY.
Well,
none of one of those weird symbols.
Of course.
Breaking out to new all-time highs, correct?
Yes.
A leg higher. Here it goes again. Tencent Holdings. $500 billion company. Heck, put that in the Dow. Nah, you can't put a Hong Kong stock in the Dow. GM.
Hey, wait, so people don't think that we only pick out our winners.
Tell me the one loser.
The biggest
we have
loser
today.
Is VC. And it's down not even 1%.
Okay, well, that's Visteon.
Yeah.
And VC.
So we do have one that's down, so people out there know.
Yeah, we have. That's our biggest loser. And when the market goes down, they're all down. So yeah. But VC is to the car industry what control is to the home industry, because VC, they manufacture electronic products for the connected car. So we're going to have the connected home, we're going to have the connected car, and we're all going to be connected together. And the two big players in the automobile industry, it's VC, Visteon Corp. And in the home industry, it is Control, CTRL. Now, when we come back...
Here's your song.
This has got to go. Taman, out of here. We got to put in something electric. Electric Avenue, or... I hated that song.
Ooh, it's we'll electric. Find something.
We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Morrison, Venice, California, UCLA. He was a Bruin. Did you know that?
Yeah, didn't.
Yeah,
write,
my dad was a
poetry class.
My dad
right?
was a Trojan, USC. So when the annual USC UCLA game, my father was always a USC guy. I got to be honest, the greatest running back I ever saw in my life, the most electric, bar none, especially in college, was O.J. Simpson, the Juice.
That's what I've heard.
I remember one year Notre Dame had them down like 49-0 at halftime. At halftime. And USC returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Never looked back. This was a bigger turnaround than the Seattle game. You know, New England game.
Yeah.
This was the biggest turnaround in sports, in my opinion, was the USC Notre Dame game. Probably 1972, somewhere in there, 73. But the Juice, a running back, and of course, that was back when they had the coach, who was the coach? McKay. It was called student body right. The whole student body, the whole line would go right, and they'd give the ball to O.J. Simpson, and he'd do the rest. And he could dance, and he could juke, and he could jump, and he could leap, and he could spin. He was the most poetic, the most athletic, the most beautiful running back to watch. And here's the deal. He gets drafted by the Buffalo Bills, where it's 12 degrees on a Sunday, you know. And they had one big lineman. They had, in fact, it was the lineman that drove him around, I want to say, in the white Bronco. Because they were friends. Reggie McKenzie? And there was
Reggie McKenzie's still in football.
Well, it was another Reggie McKenzie. No, there was another guy that drove him around that day in the white Bronco, and they were teammates. And he blocked for O.J., well, O.J. didn't need much. He just needed a little bit of a hole to go through. And, of course, they put some great quarterbacks into the pros back at that time.
Al Cowlings?
Yeah, that was it. And where did he play his college football? I want to say USC. But anyways, look, we got to get into the five-minute drill here because I still got a lot of stocks to talk about here today. But you know what? I mean, this is all part of our history. This is all part of what we grew up with, and of course, the big sensational O.J. trial. But O.J. spent his career with the Buffalo Bills when they were really pathetic. They're still pathetic, but they had that run where they made the Super Bowl like 5 years.
They're in the playoff hunt right now, and they just benched their quarterback for some reason.
Yeah, well, you know, the Bills were in the playoffs for like 5 years in a row, and they just couldn't
4 years. Yeah,
couldn't push it across the finish line. Did you find out where he played? Al Cowlings played his college.
He was
ball?
A defensive lineman.
For who?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like USC. I don't think he played with him on the Bills.
Yeah, no, but they were teammates at USC. All right, well, GM sets aggressive EV goals.
Yeah, because Cowling's got a USC dorm named after him.
Yeah, there you go. And he's the famous guy that drove the Bronco.
That's funny.
With O.J. in the passenger seat. And L.A. lined up on both sides of the highway, all the freeways. It was like a procession. They were cheering O.J. on. And I mean to tell you, that was the most sensational trial next to probably Charles Manson, who's near death in a California prison at age 83, and the song Helter Skelter and the Beatles and all that kind of stuff. Boy, I tell you what, growing up in the 70s was a very rich period to grow up during. Very, very rich. In the 60s, very rich. For good and for bad.
Yeah.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra made it clear that the automobile maker is committed to an electrification push that is profitable. Now, you got till the end of the year to buy your electric car and get that $7,500 rebate from the government. Okay, that's up for discussion, all right? Well, she's talking today. Today's the day. We need to listen in. Find out what time that is, and we'll have it on our speakers here,
yeah,
at Capital Management, Gunderson. She's speaking at Barclays Global Automotive Conference in New York City today. Oh, I'd love to be there. GM plans to launch new electric vehicles in 2021. Well, this is 2017. She's about on the same timeline as Elon Musk when he finally delivers those cars that have been ordered. She says that the batteries in these new electric vehicles will only cost about 30% of what the current ones in the Chevy Bolt cost. You see how the battery technology is moving? And, of course, Fisker, which is an Indian company, you know, Fisker came to America with an electric car. They were in front of Tesla, Stephen. And he had, like, a little sports car that looked like a Ferrari, man. It was gorgeous.
Huh.
And, you know, we have a client that owns that big Cadillac dealership in Mission Valley.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he got the Fisker dealership, and he had a little showroom for the Fisker. And guess what? Fisker couldn't make it. They went belly up. But Fisker is still out there working. And they say they'll have a car that will have a 500-mile range that will charge in 1 minute. But what?
It won't be ready, using quotation marks, till 2023.
Well, you know what? Maybe
it's
in
coming
my,
up.
Maybe in my lifetime.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. In an efficiency push, the company's modular electric platform will be used for at least 9 different electric vehicle models. You see, Stephen, to me, this is the nail in the coffin.
Oh, that GM conference was yesterday.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Well, there's she's speaking today. When's the talk today? When Musk has competition on cars that you can drive off the lot versus waiting for 3 years, that's the nail in the coffin of Tesla. Okay, that's my opinion.
Well, that's for the Model 3. They still have the S.
Yeah,
and
well,
the X.
Okay, all right. But GM will be announcing. Let's see, where was it?
Yeah, but I saw a picture of the car that they...
Well, they're going to have 9.
Yeah.
You saw all 9?
No, but they leaked pictures of the first one.
Ah, well, the Bolt is the ugliest car ever invented.
Well, and then they had another one. That was a Buick model.
Yeah.
It was ugly, too.
Why don't they get the Italians to design the car? Get the guy who does Lamborghini.
Seriously.
Come on. Well, they're going to have 9 new
electric
cars.
They look like electric cars.
Yep. Well, GM wants to sell 1 million electric cars. Units by 2026. And of course, today the spotlight is on the electric truck.
Semi-truck.
The electric truck. Well, here's all the people that are racing to get out the electric truck. Siemens in Germany with their Nikola One. Toyota with their Changi. Volvo, which of course is our Geely Automotive. Volkswagen. Cummins Engine is in on the electric truck. Daimler, which has been a terrible stock. That's Mercedes, also, with their TransPower. We're out of time. We're not going to get to the rest of this. We'll have to, Norway's wealth fund is divesting all oil and gas stocks, and that's their number one thing in their economy. Well, if you'd like to have a little different look at your portfolio, some active investing versus passive, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.